You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Here's a question for you. What does Enron have in common with a fish? Well, the Supreme Court of the United States is considering that. It's a case that shows you how a business far away from yours might affect you in ways you never imagined. See, back after Enron collapsed, a law called Sarbanes-Oxley made it a crime to destroy documents and other tangible objects. It turns out tangible objects might include fish. A commercial fisherman in the Gulf Coast named John Yates caught a bunch of grouper under the legal size limit, and Fish and Wildlife ordered him to bring them to port. He allegedly tossed him overboard instead and was charged with destroying tangible objects under Sarbanes-Oxley. We wanted to get a sense of how this case is playing in the Gulf, a place famous for people who go their own way. So we called up Dean Blanchard. He runs a seafood company in Grand Isle, Louisiana. I asked him to tell us about his business.
What we do is we buy seafood straight from the fishermen that actually go out there and catch it. We buy it, we sort it, we fix it, and we distribute it throughout the country.
I'm curious, when you heard about this Supreme Court case, what did you think?
Well, it brought back old memories. I mean, basically, I've been through the same thing. The fisheries enforcement in general are just out of control. You wake up in the morning, you go to work, you don't know if you'll end up in jail by the end of the day.
Really?
It's something. It's unbelievable. The first 20 years I've been in business, we never had that trouble. But the last 10 years or so, it's just been real tough.
I understand you operate under kind of a book of rules. What is that?
Well, what they do when you buy a license, they give you a book of rules. But as soon as you open up the book, on the first page, there's a disclaimer that says, this is not the official rules. This is only an attempt by the author to write down the rules. So you're working in a game where you don't even really know what the rules are. I'm sure Mr. Yates didn't have no idea that he could be hit with the charge that they charged him with. I mean, who ever heard of that?
You have been working on Grand Isle for a long time. Your name is very well known in southern Louisiana. I wonder, have you talked to other folks in your business about this case?
We talk about this every day. I mean, every day. It's this case, and there's plenty other ones like it. I mean, just not everybody makes it up to the Supreme Court.
I wonder what it feels like that the law that was passed after the Enron scandal applies to fish.
Well, what they charged me with was a law that was done in the 1800s that applied to lions and tigers.
Tell me about that.
They enacted a law in the early 1800s that was against the law to transport lions and tigers across state lines. And back in the early 90s, when the feds started regulating the red snapper, all they did was apply that law to what they said I did.
Now, on the other hand, you live on the Gulf of Mexico, and, you know, you and I have both seen that the dead zones are out there. There are federal laws set in place to help conserve the Gulf. Doesn't it make sense that the feds get to write some of those laws and enforce them?
Well, I mean, look what happened with BP. The feds were in charge of monitoring BP to make sure they did the right thing out there. The feds didn't do their job. BP spilled all over the Gulf. And who's the first one to collect? The federal government. Go figure that out.
Are you going to watch this case to see what happens?
I'm very interested in it. I've been reading it all night, and I hope Mr. Yates comes out all right. But you're fighting against a government that's using your money to fight against you. The odds are not in Mr. Yates' favor.
Dean Blanchard, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you. You have a nice day.